SQL Server 2016 introduces a new type of SQL Server backup for database files stored in Microsoft Azure Blob Storage. This new type of backup is called File Snapshot Backup, and it leverages the storage snapshot capabilities of Azure Blob Storage to take nearly instantaneous backups and perform incredibly fast restores. In this demo, I will show the performance difference when restoring to a point in time using traditional streaming backups versus using file snapshot backups. My demo environment consists of the following: an Azure D13 virtual machine with 8 CPU cores and 56 gigabytes of memory, an installation of SQL Server 2016, the snapshot video database consisting of 10 data files and a log file stored in Azure Blobs using standard storage, a single table in this database consisting of the following three columns: an integer column, a date time 2 column, and a binary 4000 column. Into this table, I have inserted approximately 1 gigabyte of random data. To set the stage for this demo of the performance of SQL Server file snapshot backups in the context of point-in-time restores, I've done the following three steps for the traditional streaming backup scenario and again for the file snapshot backup scenario. First, I performed a database backup. Second, I generated database activity for 2 hours, generating approximately 30 megabytes per minute of transaction log activity, or approximately 3.5 gigabytes over a 2 hour period. Third, while generating this database activity, I performed transaction log backups every 20 minutes. This slide shows the backup syntax using traditional streaming backup with compression and using file snapshot backup. This slide shows the artifacts from the full backup and 6 log backups that I performed using each backup technology. In this demo, I will restore the snapshot video database to a point in time within the last log backup, using the backups from each backup technology. With traditional streaming backups, the restore sequence requires the full backup and each of the log backups. With file snapshot backups, the restore sequence requires only the final 2 log backups, because each file snapshot backup includes a snapshot of each file in the database, a snapshot of all data files, and the log file. This is the restore script using traditional streaming backups. Notice the number of backups required. I have specified a stop at point within the last log backup. Okay, now let's execute this script. Since I know that this script will take 20 to 30 minutes, I will stop the live demo at this point and resume that live demo when the restore script completes. Okay, we are back. The restore is complete. Notice that the point in time restore using traditional streaming backups took 30 minutes and 36 seconds. Now let's see point in time restore using file snapshot backups. This is the restore script using file snapshot backups. Notice the number of backups required is only 2. I have specified a stop at point within the last log backup. Okay, now let's execute this script. This time I will not cut away as it executes. Watch as I talk. This script will take less than a minute to complete. While this script executes, let's discuss what is happening. The restore database command copies the snapshots pointed to by the backup file to the data and log file locations by issuing an Azure copy blob command, and then performs media redo to the end of the active log. Next, the restore log command copies a snapshot of the log file to the log file location and then performs media recovery to the stop at point. The Azure copy command does not require reading from Azure storage into SQL Server Engine process and back out again. The power of leveraging storage snapshots releases us from the I/O burden of reading from the backup media and rewriting it to the database media. Additionally, the fact that each file snapshot log backup is itself a database backup enables a dramatic pruning of the number of restores and the amount of media recovery that needs to be done. The results of the backup and restore with point-in-time recovery using streaming backup versus file snapshot are impressive. Over 30 minutes to restore using traditional streaming backups versus under a minute to restore using file snapshot backups. For more information about file snapshot backup, use the following resources: the SQL Server Product Team blog, the MSDN conceptual content, and the MSDN tutorial.